On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Parents are being asked what they think about plans to turn a secondary school in Kent into a grammar. Bosses at Mepham School in Gravesham say if the idea is approved, they could make the switch by September 2018. It's after the government said this week it'll look at relaxing a ban on new selective schools, which was brought in the 90s. John Wickham's the CEO of the Swell Academies Trust, which runs the school.
We've got the infrastructure here to make these plans a reality, and we want to make sure that if this does go ahead, we're offering first-class selective education on a mixed basis, and you know, we believe again that's something that the community would welcome.
KMFM News.
Tributes have been paid to a man who's died in a crash on the A2 that's left a woman and a child in a critical condition in hospital. He's been known locally as Paddy Nolan and was killed when the collision happened on the coastbound carriageway near Canterbury yesterday afternoon. Two people have been hurt after a train derailed in Watford. The service from Milton Keynes to Euston came off the track at around 7 this morning. The train was struck by another service when it hit a landslide. Around 400 people were on the train at the time. Danny Kelly was one of them.
Quite disbelief, but people were kind of looking around at each other. On the train we were on, there was one man who had a back injury, and there was a lady who was suffering from a heart flutter. So that lady was actually treated just in front of herself.
KMFM News.
The mum of a toddler who went missing on a Greek island 25 years ago says she's been told her son may have been accidentally killed by a digger. Ben Needham vanished from outside his grandparents' home on Kos. Sky's Katie Spencer says a friend of a local man known as Dino has come forward following an appeal on Greek TV.
This friend believes that this was an accident. Dino had been working at a building site that was close to Ben's grandparents' home. He'd been helping to clear land. Dino died of stomach cancer last year, but certainly this is evidence that the police do believe to be taking very seriously.
A Westmorland drug dealers have been jailed for 7 years after failing to pay back almost £4 million. Anthony Dymott was initially jailed for just over 14 years for drug trafficking, money laundering, deception and fraud. The 58-year-old was ordered to give back money he'd made through crime, but will spend more time behind bars after paying less than £70,000.
KMFM News.
A former prisoner who struggled to get a job after being released is backing a new campaign urging employers to consider taking on people with convictions. Maidstone-based charity Unlog says only a fifth of companies have knowingly employed someone with a criminal record. That's despite 9 in 10 claiming they would be open to the idea. Sarah says it was a real struggle finding someone who'd take her on.
When I came out, I realised that actually employers weren't interested in my skills and experiences. They were just interested in my criminal record. That's all they wanted to know about.
Four men are being hunted by police after three elderly people were threatened with screwdrivers and hit with walking sticks at their home in Gravesend. The attack happened in Pelham Road South last Friday night. It said the suspect smashed a window to get into the property before taking cash, jewellery and personal documents.
KMFM News.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see plans for a massive new development in Ashford. 950 homes, along with a school, shops and doctor's surgery, could be built on 250 acres of land near Kings North if developers get the go-ahead. The town's council says 12,000 new homes are needed by 2030. And the X Factor and Britain's Got Talent will remain on our screens until at least 2019. ITV has announced a new three-year deal for both shows.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and its 9th versus 10th in League One this weekend as Gillingham travel to Port Vale. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
While the Jewels will be looking to end a run of three games without a win after a poor run on form at Priestfield, here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
I think, you know, we will get there. There's no doubt about that. At home, we will rediscover that home form that we all aspire to. But away from home, you know, teams tend to come onto you and allow areas for us to exploit, and that's what we look to try and do on Saturday.
Cricket in Kent's Sam Billings has been named in the England one-day squad for next month's tour of Bangladesh. Northamptonshire batsman Ben Duckett is the surprise inclusion in the Test squad. Spin bowler Gareth Batty, who last played for the national team in 2005, also gets a call-up. And Great Britain have taken their tally of gold medals to 49 on day 8 of the Paralympics in Rio. Natasha Barker and Sophie Christian-Eason won individual equestrian golds, while Paralympics GB also retained the team team event title. Jeanette Chippington, Emma Wiggs and Anne Dickens all managed canoeing sprint success.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.